Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. We are in our operations area. This is Ken Graham, the official Hurricane Center clock on the wall, 9 o'clock Eastern. That means it's 8 o'clock Central. So let's get the latest information on Tropical Storm Barry. First of all, we'll start off with the radar and the center of the storm right around this area here, Vermilion Bay, Marsh Island. And it's interesting. This isn't normally maybe the structure that we would see with a lot of these storms. And as a result, we have to talk about that structure a little bit because the center, not a lot of rain around the center, but the winds are there. We have aircraft out there. We have sensors on the ground. They are seeing some of those high winds, some of which could get to 70 miles an hour. So some strong winds associated with it. A large swath of rain to the south. But I do want to point out, well to the east, this is something we've been talking about for days. You know, these rain bands set up 50 miles away, 100 miles away, 150 miles away. They're there. This is the rain bands. So these storms look like they're moving pretty fast. But if you draw a box around there, you can see they're moving fast, but the overall area of that rainfall is not moving. And that means heavy rain, could be some flooding. Mississippi coast looks like around Jackson County, Mississippi, over to Mobile Bay, and those areas getting a whole lot of rain. So we are seeing some strengthening in the storm. If you look at the structure here, as I was saying, not a whole lot to the north of the system. But look at this. All that is representing the moisture over the Gulf of Mexico. Just an incredible amount of moisture yet to come from the Gulf moving northward, eventually making its way north into Louisiana, providing all sorts of rain coming up over the next couple days. You can also see the rain bands out here. But one thing I want to point out, some strengthening, looking a little healthier as a tropical system. You're starting to see some of this, these cirrus clouds well out to the edges. That means it's starting to breathe and get a little healthier. So our forecast for it, and really we're looking at a lot of wind, 70 miles an hour, still moving pretty slow, very slow movement with this system. The closer these forecast points are together, that means the slow moving storm. This is the tropical storm force wind area. Notice well outside the cone. So at this stage, the way we should look at it is an impact area moving north. Not pay attention necessarily to this cone nor the forecast. It's all about the forecast of those hazards. That's really where we need to be with this. So all this continuing to move north, and that means rain, lots of it. So you look at the forecast for the rain, we still could see some areas that could get 15 to 20 inches of rain, and really a larger area, 10 to 15, and even looking at 6 to 10, I mean, this is stretching through Louisiana up into Mississippi and Arkansas, so it's not just a coastal event. Well, inland can see some of these rainfall amounts as well, all the way over, as we saw with those rain bands, into Mobile, Alabama, and northward. So we really got to pay attention to that, not just coastal, but well inland, just a lot of rain. The storm surge, still an issue. We're watching those water levels. We are getting flooding. About 5 minutes ago, getting some reports of some flooding on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain associated with that storm surge coming into the lake. So 3 to 5 feet along the Mississippi coast, Harrison County, Hancock County, and then into Lake Pontchartrain as well, 3 to 5 feet. So some flooding right along the lake shore there. Along the Louisiana coast, look at that, 3 to 6 foot of storm surge, which means some significant flooding. And remember this, it's not just now, but even a day after the storm, that water could still come up in some areas. So we'll keep you posted here from the Hurricane Center in our operations area. This has been Ken Graham.